Wednesday night, Chaybus Halbov this year, Tezvav Tammuz, Shear Cheshbon HaNefesh, and we will learn number 16, which is the bottom of page Reish Nun Hei. V'Ofen HaShisha, also number 16, what you should think about is when you're going to die. Not a very pleasant thought. Because I love this. This is the Gemara. This is the Gemara about doing tshuva a day before you die, and the Gemara says you don't know when you're going to die. So the Chayyim Vilna wants you to think about all the people you know, or you knew, that died suddenly. That's what he says. Think about that. Cheshbonu amnafsho. What happened to the fan here? Thank you. Cheshbonu amnafsho. Al meshech zman kiyumo ba'olam, how long you're going to live, which means, of course, and you don't know. So think about that. V'yaleh al libor kirvas kitzo, you should contemplate how close your end might be. V'chalois hamavus olav, and you know that, you know for sure that every day that goes by, you're one step closer to the day of death. You see plenty of people dying, and they say, how could he have died? It's impossible. I just saw him yesterday. Right? Or I just saw him this morning. Right? So we laugh, but that's how people think. He wants you to think seriously about the fact that you're going to die, and you don't know when. It could be tonight, tomorrow morning. It's not a pleasant thought, but this is what you have to realize, that it happens. No warnings. Quite often, someone dies without warning. You don't see it coming. You can't say, oh, I know I'm not going to die on a Thursday. That would be very inconvenient. And right, there's no time that you could be sure that this is not hanging over you. Can't say this is my lucky month, July. No way it's going to happen in July. It's too hot. No such thing. It's not something that only happens when you're old. Lo begil hazikna, va'amida, va'bachrus, va'narus, va'yaldus, va'yantus. It's not something that only takes place at a certain tekufa of life. Elacholu al kolachayim. It happens to everybody at any time. It strikes anywhere, anytime. B'chol zman, u'b'choleis, u'b'chol makom. For Yadom al-Azeh, he likes to give mishalim. Here, I don't know why you need a marshal. You just have to think about it. Let me shifkin a melech etzlo mamon. Someone gave you a melech. Someone gave you a deposit. He deposited $10 million with you. Although kovel ozman mosi yikablinu b'chazor mimenu. He didn't make up when he's going to want it back. The tzivah lov sheyehei b'tzipiyah l'davar. He just warned him. Listen, I'm going to ask it from you back one day, and you should have it ready. Kadesh lo yayolem be'eshe yidrush also hamelech. You can't disappear. You can't start looking for it when he asks for it. Ayim be talking lo yayolem. Is he going to ignore that fact? V'losur mikirvus hamelech. He's going to try to stay away, stay out of the melech's way. Kol zman shapikodom birshuso. Be'efshel lahamshel od, you can compare it also. Lemishi yesh olav chov b'lizman. Someone has a debt, and it's already due, it's overdue. Shumitzapel abola b'choleis, at any moment they can call in the debt. Losishkot nafsho, he's not going to be calm much for Ayu, he knows at any moment. Guy could demand it. He has to have the money in the bank ready. V'chasheyas odom ches benav shalor chimei chayav ba'olam. He'll think about his life, and he'll see how many people his age are dead already. Not so. Plenty of people are dead. V'yizkor shekol echav kvar holchu el olam ha'achris lefonov solsitik v'oseim binyoni olam hazeh. They probably had a 30-year mortgage. Their whole lives they devoted to being able to pay up a 30-year mortgage. Meanwhile, they died in year number 7. Right? And that's all they were doing with their lives, we're talking. Right? And it happens that people die and they're in the middle of a game plan. And that's it. It's all over. Barayin Uroa, Shieshlo Yisorin HaMachayev, Shiasachar Mehem. He has nothing going for him. He'll say, oh, I don't take the two bus. They jog, I don't jog. Or they don't jog, I do jog. Oh, Yitzamte Mavoya Ba'olam. So what are you supposed to do? You're not supposed to stop paying the mortgage. If you stop paying the mortgage, they're going to throw you out of your house. You have to keep paying the mortgage. But you should limit your desire, your involvement, to make that your whole outlook in Olam Hazeh. V'yitzapel achriso. So, you know, you can combine it with the last Cheshbon HaNefesh, number 15, where you say you have to prepare your provisions for a journey. So here you have to remember your journey is coming to an end. V'yitzapel achriso, and anticipate that it's ending. So he should prepare that he has enough provisions for his trip. And you should think about your life before the day where they make the cheshbon for you. Right, an apocryphal statement, someone said, someone who is thinking about death, he's Matsayer death, Hichshur Nafsho. That's a very good thing to do. Now this goes against nowadays, they'll say, Chas V'Shalom, don't think about dying, you get depressed, you're psychotic, you're neurotic, and don't think about death, it'll just depress you. So, that's now the conventional wisdom. Now, if you ask me, I don't see people are not that happy anyway. In fact, people are less happy than I remember them when I was growing up. People are less happy. So you'd say they're less happy because, what, they need more money, they're more tense. There's a lot of reasons why people are less happy. But, sir, one of them is the less you feel like you're accomplishing anything, the more unhappy you'll be. So when he tells you to think about death, there's different ways to think about death. You can think about death and get depressed, and you want to stay in bed and pull the cover over your head, curl up in the fetal position, and just hope that life goes away. Obviously, the Chavit HaLovitz is not talking about that. He's talking about a frum Jew. And if that's your reaction, then this, maybe you should talk to see a mental health professional and get you out of your phobia, your neurotic reaction. And say, look, everybody dies. So, but you do have to think about death. People nowadays don't like to think about death. They don't want to think about Gehenna. And they don't want to think about Onesh or death or Gehenna or Yiras Hashem. It's very not the chinuch of the last, in my experience, I'd say the last 50 to 60 to 70 years is not to talk about these things. I don't see we're better off for it. I see we're worse off for it. There's definitely a lack of Yira Shemayim. You're afraid. Hashem's watching. Definitely a lack of Yira Shemayim. They don't teach it in the schools. They don't teach it at home. In general, you don't want to make the kid get depressed. want the kid to have Simchas Achayim. A kid will have Simchas Achayim if he has Yirat Shemayim. And he knows that he's only doing things that are pleasing to Hashem, where he's doing his best. So you teach him, you have to do your best, and you're not perfect, and you try hard. But if he has Yirat Shemayim, the Gemara says to remember Yom HaMisa, and to go say that, the Gemara doesn't apply nowadays, because nowadays people get depressed from it, and mitzvah gadola leos b'simcha tovid, so you're not supposed to think about death. I think it's terrible and wrong, and it flies in the face of Chazal. And so, just like when they say don't punish your child, it's also against Chazal. And whoever decided that it doesn't apply nowadays, because nowadays the kid can go to the park. It was always a park for kids to go to. It's Narish. They could have went to their local discount store and bought a small Avodah Zarah, brought it to their room and pulled down the shades. So they didn't have a computer and internet, so they had an Avodah Zarah. Could have worshipped Avodah Zarah. Could have always gone off the derech. This is my opinion. It's silly. And I have the best raya in the world. I can prove I'm right. Because if you look around, things are getting worse, not better. And people are more unhappy because they don't think about Yom HaMisa. So they get caught up in life. And when you get caught up in life, you get caught up in making money and the rat race and getting ahead and making more money. And what is your neighbor doing, and what are you doing, and what schools are you getting into, and you get caught up in everything, and so you're depressed. That's why people are depressed. And if they would think, if they would follow what the Chavis Halvavah says, what Chazal say, and they would think about Yom HaMisa, not in a depressing way, think about Yom HaMisa, so what's the use, but think about Yom HaMisa as a spur, as a way to accomplish the right things, then you'll be happy, because your neshama will be happy. The reason people are depressed and not happy is because their neshamas are not happy. It's like drinking mamish, like drinking salt water. I wonder why you're still thirsty. You keep drinking salt water. So people are not happy, so they keep feeding it gashmius, and then they wonder why they're more unhappy, because what's unhappy is your soul. Your neshama is not happy. So if you keep feeding it gashmius, it's like drinking salt water. So it keeps being not happy. And the Chavis Halvavah wants you to think about Yom HaMisa. That's Cheshbon number 16. And it's a pasuk, Leif Chachamim Beis Evel. Mi Shehigish Yechamavos Lefonov, you hear? That's what Echad HaChachamim said. Someone who keeps Misa in front of him always, Hichshir Nafsho, he'll do good. So again, depends what you do with it. It's like Kina Sofrim, Tar B'Chochma. We talked about Kina in Shabbos a few weeks ago. So yes, if you mekane someone because he knows how to learn, and all you do is you hate him and resent him, obviously that's not Kina Sofrim, Tar B'Chochma. Kinos Ovim Tarba Chachma means that you see it as a product of his Bechira, and you say, I can do that too. I want to attain what he has attained, and I know it's a product of Bechira, it's not Hashem, meaning it's not, okay, he's rich and I'm poor, and that's just the way it is. So what are you having Kina for? Everybody has what they're supposed to have. But Kinos Ovim is not like that. Because so you can't say he's supposed to be a Talmud Chacham and I'm not. So what am I being Mekanehim for? No such thing. You're supposed to be Mekanehim, but of course you're supposed to be Mekanehim as a spur to do what you're supposed to do. If all you do is you Mekanehim and you get depressed and resentful and angry and you end up hating him, so that's not Kinnas over Talmud Chacham. So you have to keep Yom HaMisa in front of you, not to get depressed. You're not supposed to react that way. You're supposed to react by saying, I better get my act together, because I could die at any moment. And you're supposed to think like that. And then you'll be happy. The people that think about Yom HaMisa are the happy people, because they're putting their act together and they know they're prepared and they're ready to die at any moment, or they're getting ready, or they're trying to be ready, or they're working on being ready, so they're coping. The reason you get depressed is if you're a miyayish and you have no way of coping with death. So if you have no way of coping with death, so you get depressed if you think about it. But if you realize that you have a way of coping with it, that death is just a passageway to Olam Haba, and all you have to do is be prepared to die. That's all. There's nothing terrible about dying. People do it every day. Not so bad. You're going to a better world. You're going to a world of Nitzchias. You're going to a world of Ruchnias. You're going to a world of connecting to Hashem. You're going to the world where it's going to last much longer than the how many decades or scores of years that you spend here already. It should be uplifting. Shlomo HaMelech says, Tov lo lechaz ol beis evel mi lechaz ol beis mishteh v'asheru sov kol odom v'chay yitein elibo. So don't listen to the people that say don't think about death. Don't think about death in a morbid way, in a way that makes you be miyayish and say there's no hope, what's the point? You can react different ways. Listen, the pasuk says echol ushtei ki mochar nomus. So you say, hey, this guy took the Chaim Halvavus' advice, he thought about death, and he said, let's party. Eat and drink, for tomorrow we may die. So is that what the Chaim Halvavus wants you to do? Obviously not. There's different ways of thinking about death. You can think about death and stay in bed a whole day, because there's no point to anything. You can think about death and say, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Or you can think about a believing Jew who believes in Olam Haba, who believes in Torah, who believes in Hashem, who believes in the Neshama that is going to stay alive after death. A believing Jew who believes in life after death should think about death. Because if he believes, he's not scared, and it's not a depressing thought. It's a thought that should spur you to prepare for it. Right? That's all. Someone says they're going to America or something. So if they don't, it's exciting. That's what we learned in the last Cheshbon. You have to prepare for it. You go shopping and you buy something. You make sure you're prepared for the trip to America. So here's another trip. And Cheshbon 15 was to prepare for the trip. Cheshbon 16 was to realize that everybody's taking this trip. It's inevitable. Everybody gets a ticket when they're born. They get a ticket. But now, people don't want to hear this. They don't want to talk about Yirah Shemayim. They don't want to talk about Gehenna. They don't want to talk about Tzchar V'Onesh. And they don't want to talk about death. Everybody has to be happy. Like the song, Be Happy, Don't Worry. That's the theme song. It has a certain truth to it, but it's been totally famished over the last 50, 60 years, and you end up with a bunch of unhappy people.